The buses finally came on Tuesday. They took hundreds of people away from Vučjak camp, a former landfill site with no proper sanitation, running water or electricity. Its residents shivered in tents, which were bending under the weight of snow last week. The Council of Europe's Human Rights Commissioner called conditions inhumane, and volunteers who provided aid to the camp found its residents in a desperate state.
So the most time I worked in the jungle camp Vučjak, I built up there with a very good team and ambulance. We had 200 patients per day.
Dirk Planet was an aid worker in the northwestern city of Bihać during the conflict of the 1990s. Now he's returned from Germany to help thousands of people who are sleeping rough in border areas.
Yesterday, for example, to an old factory, there are around, I think, 40 to 50 people living there without windows, without food, without help, without anything. They make fire in the rooms. It's very dangerous. Then we go into the forests near the border. Sometimes we get a phone call, like 2 days before, that there are 15 kilometers into the forest, people, they cannot move more, it's too cold, they don't have nothing.
As you're going out and finding people in the woods, in micro-locations, what sort of state are you finding them in, health-wise?
We saw yesterday people, and we have winter time, it's minus degrees, without shoes, without socks, only with one jumper or only with one T-shirt and a little summer jacket. You cannot survive this for a longer time. This is not possible.
This cavernous facility used to be a refrigerator factory. Now it's known as Bira Camp. There are 2,000 residents here at the moment, but there are many more on the main road just outside the camp who'd like to come in. You can see them walking up and down with bed rolls and bags, hoping that they'll be given access to this place where they can have warm overnight shelter and a lot of other facilities as well.
Some 2,000 people are approximately spotting outside without proper protection.
Amira Hadjimetmedovic works for the International Organization for Migration, managing the Bira facility.
Local government, cantonal government actually, decided to put a ban on receiving new arrivals. And we do receive vulnerable categories, but new arrivals in terms of healthy single men, we do not receive.
You can see people on the road, on the main road, at the front of this place, who clearly can't get in. They've got bed rolls and things which they're walking up and down the road with. What does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes you feel terrible. To say, sorry, I cannot help you, while it's cold, is a terrible thing to do. No matter how many people are inside and no matter how many people you do help, what I take home perhaps is this one that I say, sorry, I cannot help you.
Bira is in the northwestern city of Bihać. The IOM runs two other facilities in the area, including this one. Camp Miral is another former factory close to the border with Croatia. Its 500 residents came up the so-called Balkan route from around the world. Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Cameroon. They're all hoping to find a better, safer life in the European Union. Instead, they found themselves stuck in Bosnia as winter sets in.
I'm living here maybe 4 months. And camp facility, that's good, security good, and camp management, everything so good.
Bangladeshi resident Hassan told me the basic shelter the camp offers is a lot better than the alternative.
Yeah, now it's so cold, really. So, of course, camp, this camp, very good opportunity. There's a T-shirt, jacket, blanket, and a heater, everything. So, that's good.
So why did you stop here? You've been here 4 months. Why?
You know, because I tried five game go Croatia, Croatian police catch, then report Bosnia.
Many of those in the IOM camps are happy to stay for the winter. The future of those outside is less certain. Even with the closure of Vučjak camp, hundreds of people are still sleeping rough. Despite the conditions, they're determined to stay at the border, close to their goal of reaching the European Union. Guy Delaunay, DW, Bihać.